Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm X.
A song for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who paved the way, lit the day. We owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must do is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song.
A tribute.
Their seed and their spawn, they're the progenitors of humanity. They named the moon and the dawn. What we must do is understand the divine role we are to play, and our children will love us, and our names they will gladly claim in tribute. So much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must learn is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song of tribute. Yeah, this is a piece for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who've been here and gone, face down the oppression so that our role could be lessened, who helped us to know that we are part of the chain of life, and we owe to our children the same thing. We need to show the same stand on, and if we live our lives correctly, we will be blessed to one day be called ancestors. This is a verbal libation.
Yes, whose names we do not know. Habaragani, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom Alaikum, and all those beautiful words of peace. I'm your host, Brother Derek Jabril, and you are listening to The Narrative. Today is Sunday, May the 2nd, 2021. Time is moving on, isn't it? And we hope to have a very big in-depth conversation with you today. Before we do that, I want to get into a little announcements, then I'm going to read the newsletter, then we're going to start our discussion today. There is a program that you can access now. I know it just went off of the television. It's a program called Free Enterprise. That's the name of the show. And what this show does, it follows former incarcerated people who can't find a job, but they desire entrepreneurship. They just don't know how to produce the type of results that they want to, even though they have the skills. So what this show does, they They go and get people who are in, within the business or the field in which they are trying to get into, and these are business owners, and they teach their skills with them, and they share with them on how to go get customers, and oftentimes they also go and take them and get them the proper attire. But I think this is a real good program. You know, you got to kind of look at this. Now, in the United States, this place is backwards as all get out. And it's just mind-boggling that after you have paid your to society as they claimed you did, why is it that in America you got to constantly keep paying for years after you have got out of the prison situation? So what some of these people that appears on the show is doing, since they can't find a job, they decide to go out and create a job, which we all should be doing. I know there is something inside of all of us that we desire to do. However, I don't know what it is that causes us to lack of our abilities in order to bring these things about. Well, this is what our show is going to be about today, because the name of it is called Understanding the Powers of God, Real or Imaginary. Before I get into that, I want to go ahead and read our newsletters. Hello, Character Builders. For those of you, let me tell everybody. Yeah, this is newsletter 63. For those of you, our readers who believe in learning the cultures of others, we are in the midst of the month of Ramadan. Sometimes within this week of observation of Ramadan, the night that the Prophet Muhammad of Arabia received the revelation of the Quran. On the night of power, the prayers of the observers will be maximized on the night that the Quran was revealed. Sometimes during the last 10 days of Ramadan, the night of power or the night of majesty will come upon the observers. Let me share for cultural understanding. Let me draw from the words of the Quran in the month of Ramadan. Chapter 2, 185 through 186 of the Quran, it says, the month of Ramadan is that in which the Quran was revealed, a guidance to men and women, clear proofs of the guidance and the criteria. So whoever of you is present in the month, he shall fast therein, and whoever is sick or on a journey, he shall fast a like number of other days. Allah desires ease for you, and he desires not hardship for you. He desires that you should complete the number and that you should exalt the greatness of Allah for having guided you, and that you may give thanks. And when my servants ask thee concerning me, surely I am nigh close. I answer the prayers of the supplicant when he or she calls on me, so they should hear my call and believe in me, that they may walk in the right way. What is this night of majesty? The night of majesty is better than 1,000 months. This means that our prayers will be amplified on that powerful night. It is not known on what night the night of power is, but it is clearly for the observers of the fast. It's like the birth of Jesus. His actual date of birth is not known. Why? because we live in times of great dishonesty. People are so disingenuous that they would have you do all the work, then step in front of you to take all the credit for your labor. Think on it. Here you and I have sacrificed our body, mind, and spirit to complete the fast of Ramadan, seeking the great rewards that comes from the completion of the fast. Then the night of power presents itself. Then those who have not even attempted the fast go into deep supplication on that night, tying up the prayer line, and now you can't get your prayers in, and you've been praying and practicing Ramadan the whole month. Is it fair? Is that fair? You know, it's the world we live in. And I want to say hello to my brother, my dear brother, Brother Wali Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, brother. You here?
Walaikum salam, brother. Yes, I am.
All right. Sounding nice and clear, brother. All right. So we're going to get in our discussion, man. But you have any observational words you want to add to that newsletter?
Other than that's quite a subject to discuss.
Yes, sir.
It's quite a, right now, what I can say, it's quite a subject to discuss. It is the embodiment of great things. Great wisdom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Did you get a chance to take a look at them notes? We got a lot to cover today, man.
Yes. Yeah, there's quite a bit. It's a table full.
Right. I hope we can get it out today. If not, we'll come back next week and exhaust it out, as the messengers use that word, exhausted. Exhaust it out as we can. But, you know, I just want to start here that the power of God, I mean, what are they? The powers. Just put it like that, the powers of God. What are they? And how do we, as contemporaries, manifest the same power in our own lives? You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us of the originator starting off as an atom that started spinning in the triple darkness of the universe. That spin is part of the original pattern that is seen throughout the universe. The spin is a representative of force that contains within the spin awesome drawing power. Now, brother, that spin does have drawing power. And we can prove that in no limit of time. Now, everybody, you're going to use some imagination today, too. You're going to turn it on, turn it up, and turn it on. Because just imagine in your mind a whirlpool that happens every now and then out in the ocean. And if you see that spin, and if you notice something, boats stay clear of the spin. Because that spin have enough force to pull that boat down up on it. And that goes to show you the power of the spin. I mean, spiritually, if you look at it, and you attach it to different philosophies, different things that you would like to accomplish in life, you have to be able to draw out that which you desire, draw out of an idea or draw out of a book or science. You got to be able to draw it out. Well, that's what we're going to do today. Because we're going to be looking at the 99 attributes of Allah. And we're going to see how can we relate it to us as created people. Can these powers be made real in us, or are they imaginary? Go ahead, brother. You wanted to add on to that while I'm setting this up?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening to you.
Yes,
as
sir.
You know, I'm listening to you. That's that's quite a bit right there to look at. And so I'm listening to you on that matter if you want to continue.
Yes, sir. Because, man, it's well far past the time. It was just like the young man I was looking on that program that I made mention of today. He says that this is what he wants to do, and he's not going to stop pulling at it until he gets it. So by him getting mentorship from people who already is in the field in which he's trying to get into, which is laying tile into bathrooms and homes and kitchens. That young brother is determined, brother, but he recognized something, and he wasn't ashamed to say it, is that I don't know how to get started, right? And what always happened to a lot of us when we start on the roads and the journeys in which we would like to make manifest. We want businesses, right? We want businesses to help our people and to help this mission in which we have taken on to as Muslims. And Christians, this is for you too, and our Afrocentric brothers, all of us. If you have a desire and you have a love for people, you want to be able to reach them and do something for them. However, there are steps that we all can take in order to get there. And if you are one that loves to be conceited and have pride, then the scripture says that pride goeth before a fall. And that's what your problem is. And the reason why you have not been able to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish is because your pride is there. I'm dropping my pride today. And I hope all of us will drop our pride today and we will listen and focus in. Because all these 99 attributes, yes, it makes up Allah, but the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said to us that all of us combined are Allah. That's powerful. All of us together makes up the sum total of the Supreme Being. Sorry, brother, we're gonna start there.
What are
the 99 attributes? Go ahead, bro.
I was just saying, and what you said about the brother, where are we going to start? Where are we going to start? You've already started. If you're thinking about what you want to do, you've already started.
Yeah.
Because that's intention. That's
right.
Intention. In the darkness. So you have already created motion, as so did
right.
God in the beginning. You see, this is how it acts in us. And it's sometimes we used to say, and I'm laughing, I don't know how the Honorable Elijah Muhammad
brother
tolerated us.
Well, this line must drop a little bit.
Can you hear me?
As brother said, brother, you're going to have to call back in.
Can you?
I think you went off. Just as brother said, intention. That's a good start. What is our intention? Most of us, especially those of us in NOI, when we first come into the door,
call drop.
Some of us had the mindset that, man, you know, this is what I've been looking for all my life. man, we're going to make something great happen. We're going to make it big, you know, something big happen. And after we get in, then we realize that, man, this ain't so as easy as I thought. And then you have to deal with the pain and the frustration of things, of bringing things about. I mean, it can happen. And it's all based in, as brother mentioned, about the intention and motion. So let's see. So brother, I have you back on again. Brother Wiley.
All right.
Hello?
Okay, I'm back. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Brother, I have your mic open. I don't know what's going on with your phone.
I'm speaking
not
through
you
it.
Through the
he switchboard. Can't hear me.
Okay.
He can't hear me.
Okay, there you go. Okay, brother.
Can you hear me
there
now?
You go. Yes, you are on now. Go ahead, brother.
All right. As I was saying, when intention was activated, it started motion. And so he started now. It's just a matter, it has to be sustained.
Right.
See?
That's right. That's
you
right.
have to sustain it, and you have to sustain it with more energy. It requires energy and effort. It requires energy and effort just to focus. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Concerning the spiraling of the atom.
Right.
It's creating force. And the force is referred to as centrifugal and centripetal force.
Right.
And the force draws, but it also repels. These are
right.
two forces created by this spinning. One pulls and one pushes.
Right.
So all of this is relative. So if the difficulty a lot of time from young brothers attempting or trying to start something is they don't know they have started when they intention what it is they want to do.
Right.
Now the thing is sustaining it through focusing on it. When you as you focus on it, you draw something to yourself. What you draw to yourself is more knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's something.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way of God.
That's right.
That's in relation. This is why I'm saying that it's in relation to the subject matter. Is how do this work in us? It wouldn't work no different if it's the same pattern. There ain't, but I
right.
keep saying there's only one pattern. And so as
That's
a
right.
result of it, as a result of, you have to sustain it. You say, well, how do I sustain it? I focus on it. Now that I focus on it, I draw to myself what? Knowledge.
Right.
And in drawing to myself knowledge and focusing on it and applying it, I gain what? Understanding.
Oh, understanding, yeah.
And I gain understanding because it is the root of the beginning of light.
Right.
Being that it's the root of the beginning of light, if I'm able to maintain it and generate light from this activity, then I began to see. When you began to see, you began to understand the ideas or the data that you're drawing out of the universe.
Mm-hmm. It's powerful there, bro.
It's a whole lot involved. I'm just saying this. I'm just saying this as it relates to what you so well spoke.
Yes, sir. I mean, because hey, drawing out the data of the universe, listen to those words. Everything is out, it is there within us. It's just what do you think, brother? Why it is that we have lost that connection? You know, to draw out these things out of us. Because I remember on one show that you had beautifully pointed out, I love the way you had said this. You said that we produces our own energy. We produce our own energy.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and they come from focusing. For one thing. but it also comes from that spin, you know, creating that force to where it becomes real in you. What is it? It says that light travels and strikes the earth at eight minutes and 20 seconds. But what about an idea in the brain? That starts off, especially when you got an idea, man. It starts off with a spark, and then that brain cell fires off, at the speed of 24 billion miles per hour, man, per second, and then it gathers up all the other little brain cells that's there that have a seed of what it is that you're looking to make manifest. Hope I ain't speaking too high for people, but we're going to go into this. This man, you fired me up with that, what you just said. Go ahead, bro.
Well, I'm just saying, if the subject you are speaking about, is the reality of God's power. Is
right.
it real or is it imagined? Then you have to look at what is real and what is imagined.
Mm-hmm.
And on what level are you speaking to determine that?
Right.
You see?
Right.
The difficulty for a long time it's been a great difficulty in scientists trying to determine what is real and what is imagined.
Right.
And the difference between it. This is a big subject that's really difficult for them to understand because we have a lot to do with all of that. We have a lot to do with
yes,
all
we
of
do.
That. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When the statement is made, Allah is the only reality. That is a statement that has to be meditated upon.
Right.
That has to be really meditated upon. Allah is the only reality. And others who follow different ways is just simply saying God is the only reality. Where
right.
that's going to lead you right to again is what is God?
Mm-hmm.
Where is God? What do we look like? How can we identify? Can we see him? Well, all of that is relative to the self and
right.
to the environment of the all.
Right.
That's relative to the self in the environment of the all.
That's right.
So we are directly in touch or connected to the environment. And I don't mean that just of the planet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
No. I mean
that needs to be
the whole. The whole of the environment. Of the universe.
Right. That's right.
So we are constantly receiving data from the universe, as well as we are generating and sending data to the universe.
That's exactly right.
So we, you know, that I don't want to go too much on that.
But that is it, though, brother, because
the difficulty,
yeah.
Yeah, the difficulty in us and why this is so difficult is due to loss of the knowledge of self.
Yes.
That's related to all of this. We lost the knowledge of self. And we have been asleep for 6,000 years.
Right.
And during, you know how it is when you sleep. I mean, we've been in a deep sleep for 6,000 years. When you get to talking about a subject like this, it's like we were in a deep sleep for 6,000 years. Yes. And a lot occurred within that time span. That's just
yes,
a span of time and not very big span. But we were asleep during that time. What do you mean, brother? We was not aware of what was occurring during that time period because we were asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot transpired. You understand? Not aware.
Yeah, yeah.
In other words, of every point of the motion of time, we were not aware of it during the time because we were asleep.
Right.
So we had to be awakened. We knew about it. Don't get me wrong. We knew about it prior to going to sleep. But
we had
to go to sleep because we couldn't interfere with it.
Right.
Because it's something that had to take place in order for us to, let's say, acquire more knowledge of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
How can I say this? In this bastard language, it's difficult. we had to, as some say, remove the wobble from the spin. We had to smooth it out.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So
exactly.
So it was necessary. And so anyway, I want to stay right with this. Acquiring again, awakening again to the knowledge of ourselves, we also to our abilities after acquiring thorough
mm-hmm.
knowledge of self.
Right.
And after doing that, brother, it says it our mind. How can I say this? It's difficult to say, but
yes, sir.
I'll say it this way. The master is sitting on his throne again. in full glory.
Yeah. Right. You know, I like that. The master sitting on his throne again in full glory. I remember a part in the Quran where it spoke about that God's throne is on water. And what's on water inside of us is our brain. If God is the master back on the throne again, then as we were stating, as the title says, understanding the powers of God, real or imaginary, then how can you understand the powers of God unless they are made real to you? God's power within has to be made real within. So the way
Again, let's look at imagination. We're talking about imaging, are we not?
Right. Oh, yeah.
When you say imaging, right?
Oh, yeah.
Prior to imaging, in your mind, what do you see?
Oh, darkness. And the image emerged out of the darkness. Out of the black darkness.
You don't have to go no farther. You just think about what you said. Prior to imaging,
right?
What do you see?
That's right.
Darkness.
That's right.
It's in order for you to see, it requires the presence of light.
Right.
There's no vision without light.
That's true.
I know.
Extreme darkness, you can't see nothing, not even your hand in front of you.
Well, let's keep it right, young way, and brothers have a difficulty trying to see why it's so difficult to, let's say, acquire what it is they will. It is simply because lacking knowledge of self, also you lack knowledge of your ability. And if you lack knowledge of your ability, you don't know what you can do. You don't know what you're capable of doing.
Right.
This came about as a result of us being asleep so long and slavery and all of that. And so what we do is, brothers and sisters try to awaken us. And when they try to awaken us, they talk to us and they do things like trying to get us to look at some of our history in hopes that looking at some of our history can revive in us our knowledge of self and give us once again the abilities to accomplish what we will. It's not for them to do. Only one can do that who knows us very well, knows what our ability is, and has the power to awake us, you know, to wake us up. And that was and is Master Farad Muhammad. And what he did was gave this method to the messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and told him what to do. And this is why that message was referred to as a wake-up message.
Right.
It's just the best. Our brother, that's why he referred to us as his uncle. It's a
right.
deep subject we're talking about.
Right.
Because our brother, so teaches the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, looked at his watch. And when he looked at his watch, he knew what time it was. And so he proceeded to do what was for him to do, was to produce from our tribe another. That was Master Farad Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
he had his job, which was, let's just say, part of it was to come and do what he did.
Right.
Raise one from amongst us, one of our brothers. Teach him the knowledge of self and kind and the knowledge of the devil.
Right.
And what all had occurred while we were asleep. And that it was time to wake up. And so the messenger woke us up. That was his job. See, a lot of us still don't realize what his job was. He did it well. He woke us up.
Yes.
All this have to do with what you originally started talking about. Because matter of fact, Master Farad Muhammad told the messenger, Elijah, tell him one time.
Yeah.
One time. Not to written. Messenger did that other because that's, he loved us so much. And that's what he put up on himself to do. For as
right.
long as he could. For as long as he could. To the very last breath.
Right.
Teach us what God had taught him to teach us.
Right.
And he did 100%. And you know how it is when you get up, bro.
Oh, I know, man.
When you get up, I mean, when sometimes you have trouble waking brothers up.
Boy, that power sleep, man.
Sometimes you have to duck. Sometimes you have to wake them up and not go in the room. You have to, many things when we waking up from such a sleep as that. And it takes time. It takes time.
Man.
That's a deep sleep.
I remember how my mama used to wake us up. Hey, whenever you in that deep sleep and then sleep don't get sweet to you until it's time to wake up.
Oh,
and that's
man,
true, because, shoot.
Huh?
Go
well,
ahead,
now,
Dr.
We used to have so many. I was just saying we used to have so many laughs over that.
I know.
We as brothers and how brothers get up, you know.
You
don't wake him up, right? He'll have to jump square on you, you know. He'll have to cuss you out. A lot of things, you know, because he's waking up. And when you wake up, it takes a while. That sunlight hits your eyes. Boy, when that sunlight hits your eyes, look at him. I mean... It ain't no telling. All kinds of things come out of a brother.
Oh, it's true. It's true, man, because because I got a little story on that, because my wife says that if something wakes me up, she said I get up and come to full attention. Ready.
Yeah, well,
you know what I'm saying?
That's
gonna show you how your subconscious mind is operating. You know, don't you know, man, people tell a whole story when they're asleep. If you just start questioning them.
Well, you know, it's something. I don't know if you have ever been put under by a doctor where you was maybe having surgery or anything, but when they put you under, you are in such a state of sleep. You don't know if you're alive or dead.
Oh, I've been in that situation.
You don't even dream.
You know.
So that's a real deep sleep.
You just fade out.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, that's a real deep sleep. And so what I'm saying is the waking up process is over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you waken, and the more you, the sunlight is waking you up. And that's a process. Oh, man, that's a beautiful teaching regarding the pattern inside your head.
Right.
And these different glands inside your head that make all of that happen.
Right,
oh,
right,
man.
Yeah.
So you wake up, and now you're waking up to the knowledge of yourself. Man, what happened? I was really in deep. That's the way you are when you're coming out of surgery. You go into recovery, and you start waking up, man. You don't like, wow, what happened, man? You know, like,
yeah.
You got to kind of gather yourself. So I'm just relating this as us waking up to the knowledge of self. But who's waking up?
Mm-hmm.
Who's waking up? That's a key. Who's waking up?
Right.
If all we needed was a wake-up message, then who is it that is waking up?
Good question.
And who is waking up? And when they wake up, what is it that they have to do? Because it's time.
Right.
What is it that they have to do?
And, brother, why do you think that after those of us who have taken on knowledge of self and studied knowledge of self and practically live it, cause I know people, man, have been under this teaching, man, for 30, 40, 50 years. What do you think why do you think that we won't take that message and make it manifest, but we'd rather sit there and leave it mentally, which, you know, that's the real world. The real world is really the mental world. It's not what you see physically. That's the effect, but the cause is within. And why do you think we sit around like the hamster and just be spinning that same greatness inside of us the whole time, but we don't necessarily bring it out physically, make it manifest in the open world?
Well, it's this. Let's say, you know, when you're in a deep sleep like that, you are said to be what? Unconscious.
Yeah, unconscious, right.
Right? And that's what they say, you're unconscious, right?
Yes.
But, again, dealing with this pattern, you're not physically dead. You're just unconscious.
Yeah, you're just unconscious.
Unconscious means what? Consciously, you're not aware of what is taking place.
Right.
Around you. Right?
Right.
So, what is taking care of everything? What is keeping you going?
The heart.
Well, no, I should have been clearer than that. We really don't study self. That was not encouraged for us to study self. It was forbidden for us to study self.
Yes, it was.
And everything concerning self, we were cut off from it. We were transplanted here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason, because what needed to happen was programming. Program the subconscious.
Right.
But the conscience is what? Not aware.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, this is a great science. So once they download all of this programming into your subconscious, right?
Right.
While you're asleep, while you unaware, it's operating your behavior. It's operating your behavior. That's your brain too.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And so, what is your behavior like when it's programmed by a devil?
Yep. Definitely self-destructive.
There you go. You couldn't have used a better term.
Mm-hmm.
You're programmed to serve and then self-destruct.
Right.
So look at us. Our behavior reflects just what was said. Programmed to act like devils, and then self-destruct.
Right.
And you self-destruct when you, what? Destroy the woman out of which your life comes.
Right.
Ooh.
That's right.
Listen, man, look at him. I don't know how we end up here, but I'm telling you, we have to wake up. And so Master Farhad Muhammad told the messenger to tell us one time. He said, the very nature out of which we are created, we know the truth, he said, is the truth. And so
mm-hmm.
when we hear it, even though we have never heard it spoken before this, we automatically know it's the truth. That has to do with something that is in us.
That's right.
We have the receptors in us for the message of God.
To be received. That's right. That's right. It's a natural thing.
See, this is why I encourage brothers and sisters to study the self. You have to study the self, the biology,
right.
Physiology of self. And you get there, you're going to see something incredible. But you have to get that.
Right.
First of all, you can study it without the knowledge of self, and you will only see the biology and physiology of your being.
Right.
But when you are awakened by God and you look, you study it, what you see is a book.
Mm-hmm.
What you see is a book that tells you all about yourself. It is, yeah, man.
Yep.
Look at the universe. Look at the universe.
Exactly.
Is not its systems? It's systems that
right.
run the universe. Right?
That's right. That's right.
It's systems all through you.
That's right.
So the universe is designed. Oh, we going too far. We
oh,
going
no,
too far.
No, no.
Let me back. Let me come back. Let me come back. Let me tell you something, brother. All my young brothers just have to do is stay focused on what it is that you want to do. Stay focused on it. And when you stay focused on it, it's going to lead you to knowledge and more knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have a better understanding of what it is that you want to do. And you're going to just be getting all kinds of ideas that are relative to what you want to do. And you're going to see it. At the same time, you are what? You are creating a lot of energy. So
mm-hmm.
much so until you're going to jump up and just feel like, I got to do something. I just can't sit here. You can't sit still. You can't sit still because the nature
right.
of energy is to move. It's motion. Now, movement is occurring within the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And with this motion, over time, creates light.
Right. Creates light.
Creates light.
Oh, boy, and this is the first hour. You know that? Matter of fact, we have to stop an hour right now. Yeah.
Man, has it been that long?
It's been that long. We're at the top of the hour. Yeah, man. And I want to kind of backtrack on some things. Out of this first hour, just to the listeners, don't you know that a formula is actually being produced? And this is what I've heard and what we shared. First, intention plus motion plus method plus programming. I'm going to stop right there because we're going to add more to this formula that's formulated. And what I also want to do is make mention of something. Brother mentioned about a book. Don't you know that the book, you have a book that contains the universe. You know what that is? That is in your own being. If you learn everything, like Brother mentioned about biology, the physical biology book is based upon whom? You and I. So you are a walking book of the universe. You want to know things about the universe and how it operates? Study self. You are that walking book. Brother, I'm going to
I'm going to go to a quick break, right quick, short break, and I'll be right back. I'm going to think I'll just...
Sure.
Allah be delivered. Allah be merciful. Allah be delivered. Allah,
which we
All right. That's Brother Bateen with All Rock Man. We're going to get back into our discussion today. For those of you who want to call in today, area code is 914-205-5519. This area code 914-205-5519. And remember that you must press 1 in order to get into the host queue. So, all right, brother, I want to pick up where I left off. Man, I really want our people to really understand just how powerful that is, to know that you, your whole being, your whole body, your whole makeup, you are the book of the universe. Man, but man, this is a book you've been in studying and don't even realize that you've been studying ever since you had the first realization of thought when you were a child. I'll never forget, brother, when my mom passed away. You know, one of the things about when you lose a loved one, especially a mom or a parent, is that it's the memories that start coming back to you. And God is my witness, man, I saw my mother actually beating me. And I was so grateful that she was. I looked at her and I seen the youthfulness in her face. And I had to look at that like, oh my God, you know, inside of us, our brain cells are collecting memories and images all day, every day. I don't think there's a time that you cannot go back and remember, even though you don't remember all of your memory, you know, all of the events that have took place in your life. But they all floating around, and brother, using the words of a biological textbook, they floating around your brain like free radicals. and I mean it's just amazing how you can just focus on something. In a memory come through, and in a matter of seconds, you begin to start putting all the images up of what took place that day or what you saw. And some people even can tell you what they heard on that day, because when I was working with the special education department when I was teaching in high school, this young man could tell you, because he was autistic, but he has a fascination with the weather. You can ask him on what day, say 1943, what was the weather like in 1943 on Sunday, May 5th? Don't you know that young man would tell you, and then if you go to verify, you'll find that it was right and exact. That's the power of the mind, man. And
yeah,
it's something we got to get back into, because what we're talking about, and let me talk it with my paper. Yeah, here we go. Yeah. We're talking about understanding the powers of God. Well, where do you begin? You begin with his attributes. Because in some of these attributes, and we're going to try to make sure that everybody get to hear 99 of them, but we got to break them off, you know what I'm saying? It'll probably take about 2 seconds show, we probably get them all done. But I'm going to read at least 10, the first 10. Let's see, we got All Rock Man, which means the most merciful. Then you got Raheem,
the bestower of mercy. He got Malik, the king and owner of dominion. I think it's Quadus, the absolute pure. Salam, the perfection and giver of peace. Mumin, the one who gives security. Muhammin, the guardian, the witness, the overseer. Aziz, the almighty. Jabbar, the compeller, the restorer. Mata Karib, the supreme, the majestic. That's just the first 10. Now, in those first 10, is there room for us as human beings? Of course it is. Don't you have mercy on those whom you shouldn't have mercy on? That's an attribute. Aren't you merciful sometimes to your children whenever they know they done wrong and they really need to be dealt with in a fatherly way? Don't you extend mercy? What about the owner of dominion, the king? Don't you feel like sometimes aren't you a decision maker in your own home? Let me make this very clear to our women. You all exercise a lot more mercy than us as men. So this is talking about you too, the perfection and giver of peace. Those are powerful attributes, don't you think, brother?
Yes, for sure. They're great attributes of the God.
Yes, sir.
Now, the other side of that is they're also our name.
Yes.
They are also our name.
Mm-hmm.
The names we wear.
Right.
So we wear these names, then should not the name identify us?
That's right.
Is not that what names do?
That's exactly what names do.
So, when you wear one of these names, and I'm familiar with the name you wear, then when I see you, I'm looking at what? What am I looking at?
God, a reflection of God.
I'm looking at that attribute. I'm looking at that attribute because if you are being yourself,
yes,
and yourself is identified by that name, then I am looking at that attribute of God in person.
Now you really getting deep on this one, brother. Because
well,
a lot of us we do wear those
subject.
Names. Yeah. We do wear the names. And what you just said, man, that's very comprehensive, put it that way. Because if I'm looking at you, I call your name Khalil, right?
Yeah.
And I should be looking at not Khalil the person, but Khalil the attribute. Are you showing me some creativity? Are you showing me that you are the maker? It's kind of like the name Jabbar. I met a brother, one brother back in the days of 45 here, and you know, like well after you all, y'all was a lot earlier than we were, but round about when the minister came and set up Mars 45 down here, a brother came here, and I believe he was on the security detail. His name was Jabbar. And I said, or Jabba, as some people call. And the name is exactly what you said, because his name represents the compeller and the restorer. And lo and behold, when that brother was sitting in the FOI class with us, don't you know he was compelling us to get up and go and share our knowledge, share with what we have to say, and he compelled me to get up to go up to the blackboard. and then with what you just said, you said that if I'm looking at you and that's your name, then I should be able to identify that attribute in you. And I mean, that brother definitely manifests his attribute.
I'm like Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed.
Just like your name.
So.
Wally, the friend.
Al Wally.
Yeah, Al Wally, the friend.
Of the faithful.
Right.
Some say friend and protector of the faithful.
Yes, sir.
That is specific.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying with these names, these attributes, you know, how are we to see them? If not,
right,
the people manifesting them.
Right. That's right.
I mean, you know, how are we to see them if not the people?
That's right.
So if the people wearing a name are not manifesting that attribute, that implies one who is an imposter.
Right.
Ain't that what we refer to people who wearing a name that is not theirs?
Exactly. Some folks try to justify saying, oh, it's an alias.
Some people what
I always call it when they not wearing their real name, they want to call it an alias.
Yeah, whatever, man. The what we're talking about in regards to the power of God, is it
right.
Real or is it a magic?
Yep.
All things that become, should I say, manifest, they come from
the word
imagination.
Yes, it does.
Comes from there first. You can't think an idea or thought that is not first imagined.
Right.
What we say we can prove in no limited time.
Mm-mm. It's right. It brings me back to one of our shows on the Kabbalion. To that first principle of mental living, where it says the all is mind and the universe is mental.
Interesting, man.
Yeah, it sure is. And I'm going to read this little part here to the period, this paragraph.
It says, this principle embodies the truth that all is mind. It explains that the all, which is the substantial reality underlying all the outward manifestations and appearances, which we know under the terms of the material universe, the phenom of life, matter, energy, and in short, all that is apparent to our material senses, is spirit, which in itself unknowable and unfathomable, but which may be considered and thought of as a universal, infinite living mind. Let me stop right there. Living mind. You know, brother, when you mentioned about that imagination, you know, whenever you go outdoors at night and you look up and scan the skies, and then you look up at the stars and at the background of the universe, and you're looking at all that black matter up there, and when you close your eyes and you have an idea, because it just amazes me how some people could see a picture. And such, you know, there was some like some of those children I was working with. They can see something the night before, and if they are able to draw, and they would close their eyes, and they would sit there and draw out that same image of what they said, and from what their eyes seen the night before, they caught their attention, and they can draw it to the exact dimension. Because they showed this man, he was autistic, but they put him in a helicopter and flew him over New York City. And you know how all those buildings are shaped there in New York City. You got a lot. You talking about a concrete jungle. That is definitely one. And then they took him back to his little creative lab. And don't you know, man, this man drew out the entire layout, building by building, with by hand and just his memory. Fascinating. Same way with artists, man, that can sit up and paint these pictures of just and also draw. They can draw you your image, and then paint these pictures and give you all these beautiful colors and everything. It just show you the unlimited creativity and power that's within us. It's fascinating, bro.
It's just potential realized and manifest.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's potential, realized, and manifested. This is why the messenger told us, up, you mighty nation, you can accomplish what you will.
Right.
We have ability. Look, the devil knows it. That's why.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? That's why he want to work us from sun up to sun down. Continuously,
right.
Whereas when we come in, we can't do nothing but sleep.
That's true.
He don't want us. He don't want us thinking. He don't
that's
want us
it.
Thinking.
And they sit around and steal all your ideas at the same time.
Well, he's a thief by nature.
Yeah, exactly.
He can't create nothing but mischief, and we taught him that.
Right.
And that's a
right.
That's a good point. And we taught him to do his devilishment.
That's right.
So the thing is, the thing about it is not so much as being angry and upset with white people for being themselves.
Yep.
You got to realize being themselves, expressing themselves to the degree in which they do, just show their loyalty to their God, which is a black man.
Exactly.
Because he didn't have jail cells.
No.
No. He didn't do it that way. If you broke his laws, oh, he let you know. You paid with the ultimate. So his programming on them set well in their psyche.
Yes, it did.
So brothers have to learn to deal with this. They have to really understand, why did we make the devil? They have to study that. Master Farad Muhammad gave us these lessons through. He gave it to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to give to us.
Right.
That we may know, that we may understand all that has occurred within the span of this beast manifestation.
Yes.
So we would be well aware of his abilities. The messengers say Master Farad Muhammad not only knows what he has done, he knows what he would do even before he do it.
Right.
See, the thing is I know it's difficult for our people have been through the meal. And that's God is really merciful. Our people has really been through the meal. It's really difficult. So when you see brothers acting out, sisters acting out in the street, don't be too hard on them. Don't be too hard on them. Been through a lot, man. And what it is just ask Allah for the patience required to reach them.
Right.
Because if you reach just one, you don't know which one that is. Just one. That one may reach 1 million.
That's right.
The God.
That's right.
He reached one. And that one saved us. Through generations, he saved us.
Mm-hmm.
And he is still doing so, saving us through generations. So it lets you know that one must have been pretty important. So we have to think like that. You just reach one, you done did real good.
That's true.
The potential of that one can be ever so powerful.
That's so true.
Yes, it
just
is.
Just reach one, man.
Yes, it is. Just reach one. As the old scripture that says, the angels in heaven rejoice when one is saved. Just one. That one.
Yeah,
is
that's all it takes. Right?
Yeah. Man, brother, we live in such a glorious time. Scriptures say, I was just reading, many kings, prophets, great men have prayed to God to be able to see this time that we live in today. It's a glorious time. It is the time of the God, the God.
Right.
Accept your own and be yourself.
Be yourself.
You know he can't.
Right.
It's amazing. What can you see moving at the speed of light? So if it's that difficult to see what moves at the speed of light, then how much more difficult is it to see moves at the speed of thought?
Right. Exactly.
Brother, it looks like we have a call, a caller. Let me get the call in.
Please.
Area code 832-606. You have a question or a comment?
Oh, is that me?
Oh, yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Brother Mitchell? Yes, sir.
Brother Mitchell.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know I was on it. You know, I was just listening to Big Brother.
Yes, sir.
And he is really dropping the deal. He is dropping
yes,
the
sir.
Deal. And I hope all the others are listening at the same time right about now, because this is where it's at. What he's talking about, teaching, this is where it's at. You know,
yes, sir.
If you study, nature, and nature is the way and the how something is made or created. That's what nature is. And if you study that which within nature, the bugs, different bugs and insects, the birds and all of the creatures, they all have their own function and purpose. But they also carry, they manifest, rather, an attribute.
Go ahead, bro. Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You know, different insects, they manifest the attribute, like a wasp or the different wasps, bees, insects. They have a defense, and they'll sting your ass. And it hurts. It could put you in a hospital.
Hey, watch your language, bro.
Take you up out of here. You know, if you're not careful.
Right,
so you don't cross it. You don't cross in its path.
That's
but
right.
One of our gods, it was one of our gods that created that insect based on his own attributes, manifesting his own attributes.
Come on.
All of the creatures, they manifest a attribute. They were created by a god, one of ours, to manifest an attribute. And it's manifested in what they do, what these insects and all of the creatures, what they do, it's manifested. And whatever they manifest, that's based on the god that created it.
Yes, sir.
So right, back brother. To those 99 attributes, you know.
Uh-huh. Right.
Big Brother say study the self. Well, you study it and you come to the knowledge of what it is that you are to do and who you are.
That's right.
And it's one of those attributes. It's one of those 99.
Come on. There you go. Yes,
you know,
sir.
You manifest
sure
that.
Is.
If you're a strong
right.
brother, and you don't came through so many and so many close calls, nearly death incidents, close calls, and you made it through and survived.
Uh-huh.
That's an attribute. Be called. You
great
know?
Point.
If you if you're one that have never given up, no matter how difficult the task, but you never gave up, and you've always completed the task no matter how difficult it was, but you completed it. It may took you a long time to do it. You didn't do it so quickly as others would do it, but you completed it. That's another attribute.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
One of the 99.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that's who you are, you know. The thing about it, you know, our leader, teacher, and guide, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a lot of his teachings, a great portion of it is dealing with the mind. It's dealing with the mind and the power of the mind, dealing with
yes, sir.
The potential of the being.
Yes, sir.
We call ourselves human beings, but we're not human beings. The original man, the black man and woman, we're not human beings. We're not human beings. We're not a human man. We're gods and goddesses. And we're trying to get back to that, to waking up. You know, we're trying to get back. You know, he gave us a wake-up message. Yet the wake-up message was the message of the Jesus. That was the wake-up message. The rest of it is hardcore teaching to get us back to what we were that God created us to be. Our God created us to be.
Yes, sir.
And this is,
all right, brother,
this is what we
got
to get back to. Once we get back to that, it's over with. That's how it's wrote. Once we get back to that, it's over with. Everybody going to know and everybody going to bear witness. Once the black men and women get back to what God created them to be, Allah created them to be, it's over with.
That's right.
And that's why the enemy
works
so hard.
I appreciate you calling in today.
That we don't get back to that. Yes, sir.
Oh,
so
yeah, you
did,
already,
that was on
yeah,
my mind.
You already know that. Yes, sir.
That was on my mind, and I had to, I'm tuning into the program. Y'all smoking today, brother.
Yes, sir.
Y'all
well, we glad to have you
and
to add into that smoke.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the work y'all doing, and keep it up, and don't give up. Just when the pressure comes down, just get stronger.
Yes, sir.
Get stronger. Resist,
right.
Resist the enemy and get stronger. And he'll have
that's
to
right.
back down. But if you bow down
that's right.
to a little pressure, then you all will be manifested too. You don't want to be manifested as that. You want to be manifested as the best that Allah has to offer and created. That's what you want to be manifested as. That's what you should be
great point.
Manifested as.
Great point. Yeah, beautiful point. All right, brother. We'll talk to you. Thank you, sir, for calling in.
You, yes, sir, brother. May Allah bless you. You brother. Peace.
Allah bless you.
Same
peace.
To you, brother.
That's a wonderful call there, brother. You know, because man, when you start hitting on all cylinders with that truth, boy, it just fires up and help you. People calling in with all kinds of wisdom to add on to it. I enjoyed that. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And,
always.
I'm going to read some other attributes, starting with number 11. The creator, the maker, all call, you know what, they got that, they do be putting them Q's up, in, up on that, on them names, don't they? And then the Q end up on the very last part of the name. Let's see, Khalik. Okay. It means the creator, the maker. All right, let's see. We have Bari, the originator. Musawa Walro. Brother, these names, man, go show you how long we've been away from Arabic. The fashioner.
That's
the far.
That's all. That's
sir?
All.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
that's
what
all.
It is.
It's been a long time since we spoke our original tongue.
Right. Ghaffar, the all and often forgiving. Qahar, the subduer, the ever dominating. That's a powerful one. Very powerful. Wahaba, the giver of gifts. Razakil, the provider. Fatar, the opening, the judge. Aleem, all Aleem. I need to say, be saying that all there too. The knowing, the omnificent. Quabil, the withholder. You know, brother, what caught my attention was that the subduer and the ever dominated.
the subduer,
or,
and ever dominating.
Yeah, the subduer and ever dominating.
Why did that get your attention?
It caught my attention because when you think back on all of the civilizations that we have had, especially like right now, most of the people that's listening to us, they're all familiar with Egypt. And I see how a lot of our people, you know, it's just like they just crowded into Egypt and just staying there. but even in Egypt,
crawled into Egypt.
Yeah. It just stayed there. and a lot of folks have to realize, especially like coming from the supreme wisdom, it clearly states that was actually our home where our particular tribe of people discovered.
Well, you gotta look at this. You see, you look at Egypt today.
Yeah.
Egypt have not always looked as it appears today.
Right, it haven't.
It has not all. And you have to look at original people. We follow the water.
Right.
Because we know that where there's water, there's life.
Right.
It's a lot of things occurred in that region in order to hide our history and things that we did there. And so what you see now is just burning sand predominantly.
Right.
But people get a picture and an image of Egypt, of tombs and sand and men riding the backs of camels.
Yes,
but
true.
Originally, it didn't look like this. And
a lot of our origins are there.
Yeah. As far as the artifacts of our magistry,
mm-hmm.
science, mathematics, creativity in general, all of that was plundered and stolen by the Romans and Greeks.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to consider what you're looking at now really is a tomb.
Mm-hmm.
It really is a tomb. And all those tombs, look how they have been plundered.
Right.
Look how they've been ravished, you know. And you can be misled by looking at that and thinking it's what we really did, that it manifests the best of our abilities and talent. No, not by a long
shot. No, not by a long shot.
Not by a long shot.
That's right. Because the Quran do validate that as much.
No, not by a long shot.
Because the Quran does say that there were civilizations far superior than they are today. Far superior.
Brother.
And that's one of the reasons why that Sphinx is sitting down and looking into the distance.
Well, you can look at this. The sciences that are being studied by these people today,
mm-hmm.
and they tell you that they are looking into what? They are looking into ancient societies. And what they are finding in these ancient societies has become and is become the root of their successes. What they don't tell you is how is it possible for people in ancient times would have known such things as this, which they have found evidence of, when they are just on the fringes of some of these things. So
right.
What was those societies like? What was the people like in those societies? And that's, again, why these ologies need to be studied by us.
Oh, yeah.
What they really are doing is looking into our history, seeking
right.
discoveries that they can utilize as a foundation for their discoveries and extend and prolong their life.
Oh,
they
yeah.
will never be able to find it.
Right.
See, you got to realize these conversations that we're having is much deeper than even what is being said. When you look at the fact they're talking about digging into the earth in various places seeking certain things.
Right.
Brother, actually, they are talking about going deep into us. We are the earth that they are talking about going deep into and trying
oh, yeah.
to uncover things.
Yep.
Uncover things and understand things that are encoded.
Right.
They can't unlock the code because it's not meant for them, nor do they have the brain power or the receptors to do so.
Mm-hmm.
We are not alike. We are not alike. That's what our people have to understand. We are not alike.
Right.
They lack a whole lot of things through that process of bringing them out.
Right.
And when you study that process, really, study that process with God's eye, with God's ear, then you can see it as plain as the sun. They are very frustrated and angry over that. And this is,
right.
like the messenger said, this is no time to be tinkling with him. He is not happy about the circumstance and situation that he's in today because he sees his end. It's here. It's now. And the messenger say, don't be tinkling with him.
Right.
And the focus of our people, I didn't get a chance to say this last week, get out of, I would tell our people, get out of the street of America. I would tell them, get out of the street of America. It's something terrible that's going to happen. We don't need to be in the street. We
That's
need
right.
to be in our homes. And when I say in our homes, we need to be in our own mind, focusing on ourselves and settling the differences between one another, family matters,
right.
in other words. We don't need to be in the streets of America. America can offer us nothing. Nothing.
That's right. That's right. Every day, man, you wake up, you hear of another mass shooting. They had one last night in Wisconsin, I think. No, no, it's around by some casino. Yeah, some casino, man. From the East Coast to the West Coast, they having all these mass shootings. And as you say, they can't stop it. Yeah, they can't stop it.
They are turning
while all
in
hell
on
is breaking loose. Yep, that's right.
They're turning in on themselves. This is part of the hell. This is part of the torment. They're turning
mm-hmm.
in on themselves. Why do you think the hesitation was, hesitation to act, when they attacked the Capitol? Why do you
right.
think that was a hesitation? If that had been any other people,
right,
domestic or abroad, attacking the Capitol,
yep.
it would have been a slaughter.
Yep.
But the wise among them was holding their hands. They were holding their hands because they know what time it is, man. They are turning
mm-hmm.
in on themselves, and they can't stop it. This is, the messenger said, this is a great and terrible day of the gods.
That's
and
right.
I want you to understand something else. You need to study Master Farad Muhammad and why he is referred to as Master. And what has that to do with his appearance?
Mm-hmm.
It proves
That's right.
that he is the Allah. It bears
right.
witness that he is the Allah. Another thing the messenger said, all of us, every last one of us on the planet, black people, sure, we represent him, but there is always, the messenger taught us, there is always among us, even when you put all of us together, there is always one that is above the rest. Wiser.
Yes, sir.
When I say above the wiser than the rest. He is the one
right.
that we bow down to and honor. We're not jealous of him. That's foolish. He is us.
Yes, very, very
Why would
foolish.
We be jealous of him? He is us. He comes from us.
Right.
Boy, if they knew the history, if they knew and understood the history of Shabazz,
mm-hmm.
sometime we have to discuss that, speak on that, talk about that, and why 50,000 years ago he made the decision that he did. And in doing so, what all of that has to do with us today. You got to remember, this was prior to the devil even being physically on the planet.
Right. That's right.
Woo! We say all praise
That's right.
due to Almighty God Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and we can't say it enough.
Yes, sir. Can't say it enough.
We will never let him be a failure. There is no failure in him.
Yes,
there
sir.
Is none in God. No, it don't take but one, brother. And he has many more than that.
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, I'm going to read this before we get out of here today. What a wonderful afternoon.
And boy, we are really stretching into the sanctity of self. You know, brother, I'm going to read this from Our Savior Has Arrived by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He said, this is the day, a day and time that you should know God. There are two on the scene at the present time, an evil God and a good God. When we say Allah, that name means God and covers all Muslims. I'm going to say that again. When we say Allah, that name means God and covers all Muslims. All Muslims are Allah's with an S. But we call the Supreme Allah the Supreme Being, and he has a name of his own. This name is Farad Muhammad. Those are the words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Oh, look like Blog Talk Radio is telling me 60 seconds. boy, man. I tell you what, sometimes, man, we have these discussions, boy, things get out there, don't it? You know what? We're going to do part two of this because I think I stopped at number 20. 20 on reading these attributes, so we only got the 20 of them. Remember, there's 99, but in this day and time with this new God that's present, new attributes have been added. So, you know, the truth is coming from the West. The light is here. I want to thank everybody for being here today. Thank you all, and we hope to be speaking with you all next week. Peace.